This is RSBNB Update, episode 691, recorded Thursday, October 4th, 2018. What the f*** was Shane thinking? Hello everyone and welcome to RSBNB Update. This week, I have taken over for Shane. I have deposed him. You guys will never hear from him again. And Tanis is here with me too.
Yeah, because you need a henchman.
Yeah, exactly.
Every good coup needs a henchman.
Yeah, so I now am the leader of this podcast, the host, and Shane will never be heard from again. None of that is true, of course. Shane is in the UK at RuneFest, and you guys will hear more from him later. But since the alternative, instead, if he wanted to record the show, he would have had to take like all of his equipment because he's very, very particular. So he was like, "Okay, I'll let Earth do this." So, yeah.
Yep. So here we are.
Here we are. But as far as like RS updates, there's not that much. It's just a patch week.
Once again.
Because, you know, everyone's busy at RuneFest having fun, right?
That's the story anyway.
Well... So, again, we'll hear more from that later from Shane. He's already sent me a little message from him and Sirion. I got a picture earlier. They seem to be having a good time. So, but you want to just dive into the patch?
Yeah, so, let's see what they at least like, we can see what they got there.
Yeah, so on their post, they say, "'Twas the week before RuneFest, and all was calm," which is a colossal lie. but they've... Let's see. So the settings menu in-game has been significantly overhauled, which... did you get a chance to look at that?
No. I didn't see a big... I didn't find it to be super noticeable, but...
Yeah, I logged in earlier and just checked out most of these things, and I didn't... It wasn't striking to me. But that's why I wish they'd give a little more description, but... A destroy warning will now mention if item can be reclaimed from Quest Point's shop storage chest... So I guess that means, so if it's an item you can reclaim, it's like, hey, you can reclaim it. Is that just all that it's doing, or is it a warning?
Yeah, it's the same message as what you'd probably get from Diango, only, you know, like if you destroy this, you can reclaim it at Diango.
Okay, yeah.
Reclaim this from the quest point shop.
Oh, that's good. Let's see, the Pirate Lorehound skin now has polycolors and in minimum detail graphics. That's good, I guess.
Just in time for Halloween, for all the pirates, you know, once dressed
true.
Up.
Let's see, reward chest from Meg will no longer provide multiple rewards incorrectly. I mean, again, I guess that's good. Players can no longer light fires inside pens and play their own farm, so you gotta take your animals out of there before you can bake them now. That's what I'm getting from that, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Let's see. They updated the farming skill guide to show fragment rates. Let's see. Do you want to take some of these?
Sure. See, players can now gather and weave ancestral energy from uncharted isles with boost while boosted divination, or whiff boosted divination. Okay. Apparently, you must not have been able to do that. Doesn't make any sense, but that's why
it's
patched
up.
Now you can. Players can activate the turtle portals on the islands that once were turtles while boosted in divination. I guess you couldn't do that either.
Oh, hey. The new key from Morning's End Part 2 can be reobtained for players that don't already have it on their key ring. It's nice to see the key ring getting some love. I love that.
Finally.
Oh, and they made it so Evil Dave's spellbook can now store up to 1,000 teleport tablets and can be equipped to the pocket slot. That's really good. I know I always use those a lot because, I mean, I don't use lodestones, right? So, because, you know, I hate myself. And then they added top climb and climb bottom options to the lighthouse and windmills that have 3 floors. That's really good. I remember when they did that to the Grand Tree. I mean, it saves you like 3 seconds, but it's still a nice quality of life thing to have, right? Stella, cut it out, puppy.
This next one is interesting. RuneScape will no longer cause Spotify to cut out on mobile.
So I guess that's someone's playing Spotify, and then because RS has sound, it would like override that. Like that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, must be.
So,
yeah.
Well, that's good.
Some more mobile fixes.
Yeah, always good to see some of those. Then players will now see a visual confirmation when performing an action in the game world. I assume all of these are mobile fixes here, right? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I would think that is.
Because, like, we adjusted some of the tutorial island instructions and dialogue to remove more PC terminology on mobile. And then they fixed some other issues with that. Let's see.
Worn equipment screen aura slot can now be interacted with while no aura is equipped. I didn't know you couldn't. Yeah, to open to the aura management interface. I thought that's exactly the way it worked.
I guess you had to have one equipped in order to do that. So
I didn't even realize that.
They improved water reflections. They fixed an issue where taps would be offset on mobile devices. Then they also improved memory performance. That's really good. Let's see. Players with a certain construction level no longer disconnect when attempting to enter a player-owned house in free-to-play worlds. Well,
okay.
That's good.
Yeah, last person to ever go to a house party found this glitch and wrote it in like 6 years ago.
It only took them 6 years to fix it, I guess. Players can now store tools with tool leprechauns by using objects on them, and insect repellent can now be added to the tool belt. Is that the Slayer one, or is that...
You know, this,
no, that's
this
the bucket
the one...
of wax one. That's the bucket
yeah,
of
this
wax
is...
one. Well,
this is like
good.
The one that you use for the farm to get the bees away. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing wrong. I just kept getting stung by bees, and someone's like, "Oh, you need insect repellent." So, yeah. Apparently, you can put that on your tool belt now, which is a good thing.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's all we have for RS updates this week. Do you have anything else you want to add that you saw in the patch notes other than this?
No. I mean, it was, it's pretty dry, and it's to be expected, the week of RuneFest. I mean, but hopefully we'll make up for that, right? This weekend we'll hear a bunch of cool announcements.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few that I pulled out. There were some improvements to the quest point shop. Notably, the Necklace of Charos will no longer be available to those who have not unlocked it. That's good. And let's see. So, I guess we should talk about RuneFest, shouldn't we? You know, it's kind of it's kind of a big event that's going on, I think.
I mean, I hear that.
Yeah. Let's see. So, this all kicks off Saturday, October 6th at 10:45 a.m. UK time. So the show should be published by then. Otherwise, I think Shane might murder me, right? let's see. So you can watch it on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And there's a they have live photo coverage from the Instagram account too. Then here they also mention that they have released the soundtrack to the game on double deluxe vinyl and CD. There's a survey out that they want people to fill out.
Very large survey. Very, very large.
Yeah, let's include a link to that. For y'all.
Talked about that last week.
Wow.
It's a big one.
Y'all can do it again.
Keep doing it.
Or maybe not. Keep doing it, yeah. But only if you're going to put the right answers in.
Vote early and vote often.
Yeah, that's right. Vote early and vote often. So, all right. Well, is there anything else you have to add?
No, I hopefully Shane's having a good time over there, and maybe we'll make it one of these days, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think Shane might like actually punch me when he saw me in person, just because of how much crap I give him every day.
Don't want to
create an international incident, right?
But like, don't worry, because Tycho will probably be around. The Swedish, they're always neutral, and he's already trying to give him bear hugs. So,
really?
Yeah. There's a lot of male bonding going on, I think, this weekend.
I don't know if I want to go then.
Yeah. You know, second thought, I think
on
we,
second
we
thought,
can hold the
I
fort
do,
down.
We can hold the fort down back at home. So, well, I'm sure Shane will have some stories for us next week, horror or otherwise. Now we have a special message from our dear leader. And here they are.
Well, I did end up making it to London. As you guys know that I'm not on the show this week, and the last time this happened was 2013. Earth was on the show that episode as well. I think you guys had a good episode then. That's when I was touring New Zealand, and you know, I did say back in June that I was going to RuneFest this year. It was a very interesting trip over, and you know, for those of you guys out there listening, I don't know if you know much about transatlantic flights or, you know, just in general with that, but in general, when you are around 6'2", sitting in economy for 9 hours, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. But anyways, I'm here this week with Sirion, and we are doing our RuneFest check-in, and we're going to be spending the next couple of days with you.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And you know, that's something you guys listening to the show might not have never done before, but it's like old hat, isn't it?
A what?
Old hat?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're just picking up like nothing, like just as we do on the computer, it picked up, and we're good to go, and we're
except for this time we picked up in like a really busy tube thing.
Yeah. But they all got off eventually, and I think they were probably going to some kind of game and whatnot. But anyways, that's a bit how we got there, but that's neither here nor there. So tomorrow is, of course, the night before and what they're calling RuneScape Live. And you guys will probably remember we had that album that was dropped to Spotify and Google Play Music and everywhere else, I think, 2 weeks ago. You're really enjoying it. You had one listen through to
I
it.
had one listen to it. I just don't want to spoil myself too much with it before the proper experience, I
Yeah, we're going
guess.
to be experiencing that tomorrow. Or as by the time you guys are listening to this, we will have already heard it. And we do have some questions as we've both been to events like that before. We're going to Farnborough for a concert, an orchestral concert, when we don't know what kind of acoustically set up concert hall they have.
No, I mean, it looks like it's like a venue, like for conferences and all that stuff. So it's definitely not a place you would normally see orchestras perform. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how that compares to the real deal when you go to one of the bigger theaters.
Yeah, and so on that, I think one of the things people are probably wondering is, what are you most excited about? What musical score are you most excited about from RS to have to hear?
Well, I've always really liked like Arise Hero, Arise Legend, like that series. I think it's great. I think my favorite song from the new album is A Hero's Return, which has like the sort of basic cadence and the feel and all that stuff of the Arise series, but has something completely new to it. I don't recognize it from anything in RuneScape, so I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy the song. I hope there's a live choir to go with the
Yeah, that'd be good.
orchestra to
That'd be
like
good.
give that performance,
Yeah,
because like some of the
and
choir
hey,
parts are great.
maybe Mod Wolf will even jump in.
Well, maybe.
Any others?
I mean, of course, the new melody that
New Me
can't
Melody,
miss.
yeah.
Any of the town songs.
Yeah.
I'm really sad.
The remastered theme song.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few songs that aren't on the CDs. Anything from the Tsar Supremacy series. Temple Desecrated, of
Yes,
course.
that's what I was gonna say, and that
Those are
has to be my
not.
biggest hope,
Those
is
aren't on the
that makes
CD,
its way
so
out.
I'm hoping we're gonna get some surprises, but I have the suspicion it might just be the live
Yeah,
rendition of whatever they
I
recorded.
don't think we even know who's conducting, do we?
I don't know who's conducting, actually. That's a good question. I
Because
know it's the
that can make
London
all the
Philharmonic
difference.
Orchestra, but
Yeah, that can make all the difference sometimes.
It can. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing the same orchestra in a few weeks
Okay.
under Brian
And
Tyler.
what are you going to see them for?
Brian Tyler is a famous music composer. He's gonna conduct the orchestra himself and play his
Okay.
music. So things like the Avengers theme, or like the Four music, or like Now You See Me, a whole bunch of movie he did. Fast and the Furious.
I think there's a Star Trek one in there too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're gonna perform it, but it was listed on the webpage, though. Who knows? We might be listening to some Star Trek music in a few
Yeah.
weeks.
Yeah. This is also something else. You put the two of us in a room together and
Oh, we just start
we
talking
could
about all these
just
things.
it's up like a rocket ship and gone. Anyways,
Yeah,
so that's gonna be in Farnborough, and it's gonna be an interesting thing to see. We're of course meeting up with a bunch of clan questers, those of you guys listening to this after the fact. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the experience. Then moving on to Saturday, of course, that's RuneFest. It's my first RuneFest, and we were talking a bit about this in pre-show. I'm not even doing a show, I call it pre-show.
I have the feeling this entire weekend is going to be pre-show and post-show for like this thing.
could very well be. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the pre-show, what we talked about RuneFest.
Yes, and how you come from Canada, you are going to RuneFest. And but the core aspect of it is it's a gathering point and talking about the people that you're meeting up with and whatnot, and specific people you've wanted to meet up with for a long time and whatnot. And now that's of course what the majority of it's going to be about. But everyone who is watching live stream will know they're doing the reveals talk. There's also the lore talk. We'll definitely be attending those two the most. We'll be at those ones for sure. There's no skilling talk.
No, I went through the calendar. I couldn't find anything about it. So yeah, they must have left that for this year.
I still have to track down Mod Ryan?
Who knows?
I'll have to track him down and ask him about the skilling council.
Mm.
But we're gonna be doing that. But reveal wise, what are we looking forward to? I have a big idea that something's gonna happen this weekend or the following Monday. And we'll see what yours is, but mine is that we're actually gonna see either this weekend or this coming next week, we're gonna see the public beta launch of RS3 Mobile.
I was about to say the same. We have started seeing mobile updates come out at a faster pace and a more public pace. We have had a few closed betas. The timeline is right. I think the open beta is going to come up. I think they saw how bloody old school beta was. It generated a lot of hype. I think they have to catch up now with RSV.
I actually got a message from someone in our extended friend group at RSBNB, Josh, one of Earth's really good friends. He asked me if the old school RS beta was actually free to play still, and it is. So it's actually bringing people in. So it's going to be a big thing when that actually does end up happening.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of news about the mobile beta. Sort of when it came out, it came to some of my general tech websites, which is surprising because normally only like the really, really big deals happen there.
And
And ever since,
they call
like
it
even
RuneScape. They call it RuneScape.
they call it RuneScape, that's true. But like even like recently, the big problem you had with the mod that was fired because of the old school thing that came to the Technius website, so it feels like sort of a resurgence. I know we were both skeptical about whether mobile is going to be a success, but I mean, all signs are looking at we might be completely wrong here.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so. And your idea, what was going to happen?
Yeah, so I mean, over the past few weeks, I mean, the updates have been bear. I will do a lot to sort of come up for Jaggers and say, okay, they're doing this and that. But the app, it has been absolutely bare on updates. Like we saw the player on farm. We have seen one content update a month, one big content update a month for the last three
Since June.
months. Since
Since
June,
last
yeah.
time was June with
So
two.
I mean I understand they're saving things up for after Hoonfest, but with so much emptiness, they must be working on something big or multiple big things. And with the recent tainted shard, I mean, I think a lot of people are thinking World Event 4 might happen. Something around Xaotac, because when you get tainted shard fully charged up, it will talk about Xaotac. So something around that. Dungeoneering Floor 61, something like that.
Floor 61 is becoming the new prif.
I mean,
They've
yeah, it looks like
updated
it.
everyone else.
But anyway, they are gonna. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna drop something big. They have postponed their month ahead to after Hoonfest. I'm pretty sure something big is gonna be announced on Saturday. It's gonna be out in the game on Monday. I think that's. I mean, that's to be honest, the only way they can redeem themselves. But I think at this point, it's only logical that that's what they've been going for. So either it's gonna be some form of world event. I doubt it. I think world events are a bit passe. I don't think
Yeah,
they.
and I bet what we know what community came up with that idea.
So I'm pretty sure that will be something big. It's not the new Elite Dungeon because that's scheduled for December. So, we'll see. I'm hoping it's something good. If anything, that might be worth going to the reveal stop for.
I agree totally, and that's what we're gonna do. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's gonna be also a good social experience. Andrew Gower's gonna be there, and we're gonna try and track him down. Lots of other people. I always ask. It was always one of the questions I ask people going to RuneFest: who was your favorite Jmod to meet, or who did you want to meet? And that's my answer for that question. Do you have one you're gonna be specifically looking for this year?
No, not really. I mean, I think anyone you talk about during that day, it's sort of reinforces that these people are very passionate. I know we gave Jagged shit, on the show. I think events like these sort of enforces that it's not the people that work on the game necessarily that cause that to happen. Sure, they make mistakes, but you can talk to them and you know they're passionate. So like talking to any of the JMods is great. I mean, talking to Mott Raven though, that's just a separate experience. We had so much fun. I mean, you remember the interview from last year?
Yes,
Absolutely
yeah.
great. Definitely gonna see if I can like steal a few seconds to talk to him. I mean, we need to talk about Avena, of course. We need to make that happen.
Big Bird.
Of course, exactly. We need to make that quest happen. And we're also gonna track down whoever's gonna make new Elemental Workshop quest, right? Yeah.
Yes. And you said that you didn't believe me at first, but there are a lot of people in Clan Quest who want that
We
quest.
had about like 20 people gathering in voice chat sometime last week, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna say really unpopular opinion here. We need a new Elemental Workshop, and like more than half the people were like, yes. I was like, wait a second, that's new.
Yeah, I think I've been kind of pushing the community that way for the last few years, so I like that kind of something to do with it as well. But also that there's also the various activities. Last year they had the Ahsoka JMod, the skill chips and the like. We don't know what else they're gonna have this year. Skill chips will probably be back.
I'm pretty sure they're a bit of a tradition. Same with the rubber duck. It's basically like a rubber duck is every year, like in your goodie bag, they put a rubber duck, and there's a photo competition where you make like the best photo with that rubber duck on it. It's a tradition, just like the skill chip. So I'm sure they'll be back. And I think we'll try and share some of those.
Yeah, and that's actually good you mentioned that. And we're gonna, if anyone ever in that we talk to is interested in that, they're getting a link to the podcast, or if they're interested in questing, they're getting a link to Clan Quest. And with that, I don't know what the connection's gonna be like or what's gonna be available time wise, but I'm gonna try and jump on Periscope at least a few times, perhaps after the various talks and maybe at the beginning, and get some of that out there, some live video direct to the RSBNB Twitter at RSBNB. It'll just appear in the live stream and you can watch it there. And you can follow it at RSBNB on Twitter, or if you're wanting just a general digest of everything that our group is doing at RuneFest, just head over to clanquest.org/hub, and there you'll basically what you'll find is you'll find a list on the left of the people who are tweeting at RuneFest. I think we have like five of them, and it's going to be fairly active.
And if you want to make sure that like any picture that Shane thinks is too awkward to put on the RSBNB Twitter, just go to Clan Quest, because I will put them up. Like whenever he's diving into like a big bag of dirt to get the bones for the skill chip, I'll make sure I'll put a post. I'll make a picture, post it up on the Clan Quest Twitter together with all kinds of shenanigans. I think we had like lots of shenanigans last year.
It's going to be a very rich media experience this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be full of fun. We're going to make sure that we come up with a cool question about deliciousness for the lore talk.
Yeah, they realized who was asking all those cabbage questions last year. Actually, no, we can't. They're pre-curating all the lore questions on
Oh,
the forums and Reddit.
all right.
So it's just going to be a talk with a Q&A from the community.
Sounds good.
Yep. But also there, you're going to find curated tweets at clanquest.org/hub from the RuneFest hashtag and the RuneScape hashtag, and anything that's important from any of our Twitter accounts. So clanquest.org/hub at clanquest for what Sirion's going to be putting up, at RSBNB on Twitter for me. Just head on over to all those websites. Have a look, and they'll be there after the fact too. So this is
Yeah,
actually.
and if by any chance you hear this before RuneFest and you're attending, if you make a picture with us or show up, we'll be recognizable. We'll be wearing Clan Quest t-shirts with our names on. If you see us, take a picture with us and tweet it. Tweet it at Clan Quest, we'll retweet it. Or like if you spot us on stream, send us a picture, we'll retweet it. Just keep in
Yeah,
touch.
and we'll find you. And same thing, any podcast listeners out there. I'll be in the Clan Quest t-shirt, and you'll be able to find me. I'll find Sirion too.
I mean, I'm hard to miss, so.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty much all we got for this, but doing the video shows has transformed this. And as you'll tell, I'm looking at your set here as though this was actually a camera there.
Wow. Well, you've been learning fast then.
Yeah.
I've done one video show. I, yeah.
So, anyways, hopefully you guys found that enjoyable. ClanQuest.org/hub, at ClanQuest, at RSVNB. See you next week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Adam T, Cody T, Mara Kyler, and Brock H. No. And if I butchered your names, I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay. I'm sure you did a better job than Shane has done in the past.
He can do this in his sleep. He probably does do that.
See,
in his
he
sleep.
Sounds convincing when he does it, though. That's the difference, I guess. Because he doesn't know what he's talking about when he pronounces some things, but boy, he can convince you that he does.
As long as you do it with confidence,
right? That's
right.
Confidence is key. So.
That's right. Well, for a refresher, for $1 a month, you will receive the show notes ahead of time and get a mention, and it will help us take care of the cost of production and all that on the show. For $3 a month, you will get early access to those notes and all the stuff I mentioned above. But in addition to that, you will get the high quality audio, the fancy stuff that Shane does. Yeah, I can't tell a difference, but that's because I have not a trained ear. So, yeah, bad headphones. I don't know, one of the two.
Particular as Shane is, I'm sure it's a definite bump in quality. So
yeah, it's this AAC. Does that mean something to you? Stereo,
I mean, it's
high
just
quality
a different
stereo
file
AAC.
Format.
Yeah. But it's really nice. I know if he's doing it, it's good. And for $5 a month, you get all of that stuff. And a special mention here every week. So,
and you
thank
get the
you
clips.
And the clip
outtakes.
Show, that's right. Yeah.
You don't have to wait until December to hear how hilarious I am.
yeah, and we are working on our, what's it, tier 3, I believe. We're about 70% of the way there. But if we reach $60 a month, you're gonna get me live streaming every Monday once the updates drop. Well, that evening that the update drops. So, yeah,
well,
that's
great.
The next thing to shoot for.
So y'all should donate. And where can we find that again?
At RSBNB at Patreon.
So, and there you have it. I mean, even just $1, we appreciate. It all adds up. The server costs are kind of expensive, so every dollar helps, y'all.
Yep, every little bit. So, did we have any questions this week?
Yes, we have two from Sunset Fish, and then one from Spitefire088, who just so happens to be my roommate Josh.
Okay. So, well,
you want to take the first one?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and take the Sunset Fish here. So, Sunset Fish writes, "What is your old favorite RuneScape pastimes?" For me, it's Clan Wars before EOC. I would dress up and rune all pieces different colors, like a rainbow, you know, Guthic, Ceridelmon, God pieces. I would then join a free-to-play clan, have the newbie leaders find battles while I hid. When the matches start, he would be against a bunch of noobs, and I would proceed to pick them off one by one. I know it's really evil, but it was really satisfying.
So you
I
just,
miss it.
So he just went for the cannon fodder then. Wow, that's brutal, dude.
I mean, you know, I get it, because there's no better feeling than being OP in any game. And being OP and killing other people even better. I don't know though. My favorite pastime in RS. See, I never did anything that was like trolly like that though.
I didn't either.
I'm trying to think. Like, my favorite pastime would be like, gosh, this is lame. I feel like I'm taking Shane's place here, but I really would like getting into good conversations with people when I was cutting trees down in Karamja, which is actually true. I mean, I'm making fun of it, but at the same time, it's true. It did used to happen where you'd be sitting there like cutting mahoganies or whatever in Karamja, and I would end up meeting people like that because, I mean, what else are you gonna do? Just sitting there chopping a tree.
Yeah, I mean, chatting with people's always fun.
Yeah, I don't do it as much now, but
Mm-mm.
I did earlier.
Well, for me, it'd have to be like the old events that we do, like every Sunday, a group from Clan Quest would meet up. We'd all do Tears of Guthix together, and like there'd be prizes for whoever did best. And then of course all the old RSBNB events. I think my absolute favorite was like hide and seek. Just running around and trying to find Shane and Brad, and then in later years once I joined the staff, people would have to find me and Trekkie. It's just I miss those. Just old dude reminiscing about the past, but it's back when
Yeah.
it wasn't about XP, it was about fun, like hide and seek. No, it
Yeah.
wasn't like efficient. I didn't get anything out of it. Like, well, if I won, I won a prize, but like I didn't. It's just silly fun, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's just stuff like that's what I really enjoyed doing. Had a harder time doing that in recent years. Oh my God, I remember Tippett did a Christmas event every year where everyone would go up on Troll Ice Mountain with the sled and sled down it. So there were like several hundred people just on this mountain going down on a sled. It was really cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. That it kind of reminds me a little bit of the other, I think, thing that I re really used to enjoy. I only usually did this. This happened a few New Years in a row, but for some odd reason, some of my friends and I, didn't apparently have anywhere to go out to, so we celebrated in RuneScape in Gilanor. But I mean, I'm not a huge fan of dungeoneering, but I can remember those times of just having drinks and being stupid and doing dunge like all night, bringing in the new year. That was probably the best time I've ever had on this game.
Yeah, I mean it's just like those random times when you and a bunch of friends get together and you go and do something, I don't know, kind of stupid, or not. Like, I mean, you were dungeoneering, but like you enjoyed it. You're just doing stuff with your friends, right?
Oh yeah, just ripping on each other the whole time, and I mean, and there might have been some beverages involved,
Water,
but
right? Water,
water,
maybe Diet Coke.
You know the kind of stuff that makes you go fight Aggroth without a stitch of clothing on, and
Yeah,
then
there you go.
yeah, I did
The
that.
iced water, the hard
Yeah,
stuff.
good stuff. So, I think that's really all that I can really comes to, that's all that comes to my mind.
Yeah, just doing shit with your friends. So, all right. Well, thank you, Sunset Fish, for your question. Next question is from Spitefire088, also known as Josh, my former roommate. Hey, Earth and Tennis, I have a couple of questions and a suggestion. Do you think you'll play old school RS Mobile now that it is fully launched, or will you wait until RS3 Mobile is released, or will you just stick to PC only? If so, why? And then, with mobile versions of RS coming out, do you think they could come out with a console version? Should they? And then, Tannis, I remember your pick of the week a couple weeks back was Wreckfest. Have you heard of Beam.ng? It has nice crashing physics like Wreckfest and has a couple of scenarios you can play. I mostly play it as a sandbox to see how much carnage I can create.
Keep it up, you'll get a job at Jagex.
So I suggest you check it out if you find the cars wrecking the best part of Wreckfest. And finally, the question that everyone wants to know but doesn't ask, why does Shane suck? So,
Perhaps we'll never know.
well, let's take these in order. I don't think I'll play old school RS Mobile personally, just because, I don't want to do the grind over again, you know?
Yeah, I hear you on that. I definitely probably won't be playing OS on mobile at all. I do hope to play RS3, but that is really going to depend on the accessibility on mobile and how well I can play it. I'm already guessing that even though I have a bigger phone, I'm probably going to need to try to play it on a tablet to have any chance, but hopefully I'm hoping that I'll be able to at least, skill. That would be cool. But it just really entirely depends on how accessible they're going to make this.
I will absolutely try RS3 on mobile. We'll see from there. I can't really I don't really know if I'll play it until I see how well it's done, right? I think that's pretty much what you said. If it's done well, I may very well play it on mobile, but if it's not, then why, do that if I could just play it on the computer? But I don't know, convenience. We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. It seems really promising and I'd like to. So
Well, and I know that the people are probably getting their alt armies, ready for this because now you can have your phone, you can have a tablet, you can be on desktop,
Yeah,
got a few
that
accounts
much,
going.
that part is convenient. So I'm really eager to see how well it goes. With mobile versions coming out, do you think they sh could come out with a console version, and should they? Anything's possible. I think they could if they really wanted to, but I don't think it would fit very well on the console, personally.
Yeah, see, and I know Shane would definitely poo-poo this one, but
Yeah, no, I can just imagine Shane just having a stroke over and over again about this.
So I wish for the insurance of longevity that yeah, there was a console version. Although that being said, I don't think point and click MMOs like this are a good fit for consoles. So if that was ever to happen, I want to see the tick rate gone and I want WASD movement.
Yeah, they would have to change a lot about the game. I think if they made those changes, like the tick rate and making it WASD, it'd really be a different game anyway.
Completely, yes. I mean, at that point, it's more ESO, right? I mean, it's got that
That
feel
was
for it.
exactly what I was thinking.
But it could make a cool console game if they ever, you know, were to maybe be thinking that while they're possibly working on a an announced MMO, possibly right now. Maybe we'll find out this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think they could do it, but it would take a lot of changes. This third one's addressed to you.
So I've seen this game. It used to come up in my Steam, like, you should buy this all the time. And it actually used to come up before I ever bought Wreckfest. So I didn't know anything about it, but I would definitely give it a try. I'll probably add it to my wish list, because that's how I roll with Steam. I just add everything on there, so it's easy to find when a sale comes around.
I think I've seen him play it, and it looked pretty fun. And if you like the crash physics, then
I
if I
mean,
remember correctly, this is the one that like it's just super, super detailed. So.
see that in that's like, there's no other reason for like there's no other reason I play Wreckfest. It's sure shit not my driving. I mean, it's that's terrible. But I always like these games, you know. I like the burnouts and Wreckfest and stuff.
Oh
So
man,
if this is
Burnout.
like that, you know, yeah,
Ooh.
I would definitely check it out. Definitely.
So,
Yeah.
well, good. And then the final question, why does Shane suck?
You
Well,
know,
that's a
there could be
pretty
a
big
lot of
question.
could be a lot of things.
I mean, how long you got, Tennis? I think we could really delve into
I
this.
don't know, but I
I feel
feel
like we
like
might not have
we could
enough time.
I feel like we could go into this whole like Dr. Seuss the Grinch, like some people said it was because his brain was too big, but it's
I
feel like, you
mean,
know,
I
it's
don't
just this
know.
whole
Like,
like thing.
I mean, we know this is gonna be a short show. I kind of want to go into this. He's just. I tell him all the time that he's a real piece of work. He doesn't really appreciate me saying that.
He's a
But
character.
yeah, he really is. He's a
He's a character.
character. He's a real piece of work.
No, maybe it's not the question is why does Shane suck, but what would make Shane not suck?
A miracle.
I was gonna go with an Urban Dictionary that he has like within arm's
Oh,
reach.
yeah.
That would definitely probably
Okay.
help.
Okay, so I have someone here actually who wants to join in and help us with this. Hi, Alan.
Hi. Yeah, I know. I'm a long-time listener and a big fan of the show. I'm, you know, I Shane exists too, I guess. I think he could be really improved if we, you know, cut out his vocal cords, maybe. You know, the show could go to a text format. That would work. You know, just,
He could write
you know, something
volumes
to
of
think about, you
books.
know.
He could write volumes of books, yeah.
Yeah. I think he would make a great, you know, something.
A great author, right?
Sure.
But you know,
He
only in
could write the phone
text.
book or something.
He could that is.
Just a career change that you should consider, Shane, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you
So,
would find it very stimulating.
what do you think of that, Tennis?
No, I'm cool being Ed McMahon. I don't want to jump in the Johnny Carson chair here, so leave his vocal cords there.
Oh, yeah, 'cause you'd have to take over. God forbid me, and that'd just be a train wreck, wouldn't it?
Would, yeah, we would Things would not go. We'd
I
make it
will
for a little while,
say,
but they would sputter out of
I will
control.
say, for Shane, he is nothing if not persistent in what he does. Alan, would it be a, do you think I could tell the story? The Shane story? He can't stop me.
I normally I would never condone such a thing, but yes, absolutely. Do it.
Tannis, what do you think? Do you think I should tell the story?
Oh, I think he's going to cut this all out anyway, so yeah,
Oh,
go for
I'm editing and publishing it. I can't be censored.
it.
Well, you see, this is the other thing that makes Shane suck, is he doesn't know who to delegate power to
Yeah, no, he.
that won't
I don't
abuse it.
know. Like, if I do this.
This may be
I have
your
no
last
idea what
time
this
editing
story
the
is going to
show,
be, so.
but it'll be
This is the my only opportunity to
going
get
out in
this
a blaze of
message.
glory.
Yeah, this is my only opportunity to get this message out. So, I mean, okay, so I'm gonna cut some of this discussion, like us talking about that, and we'll put the full one in the clip show, but I think I should tell the story.
Do it. I approve.
The story. You know which story, right, Tannis?
I'm not sure. Is
The
this his?
27 inches story?
Oh, shit.
That's our show title, too! That's our show title, yes! I love it. This is
Yeah, you're
great.
never editing the show again.
Yeah, no, I'm never editing the show again. Okay, so let's start back in 5, 4, 3. So, I think I have a story that can really just explain why does Shane suck.
Think it would illustrate the point
Yeah, I
better.
think it will. And Alan and Tannis here have both heard it before. This is the story that I always tell people when introducing them to Shane. So Shane doesn't get dirty jokes at all.
At
Ever.
all.
Like, we've tried to explain some things to him, and it just doesn't take. And this story just really illustrates that. So, as I'm sure listeners of this show are more than well aware of, Shane is really good at talking about nothing for long periods of time, right? When I go home from university, I have like a 5, 6 hour drive. So sometimes I'd like call him on Skype, and just talk to him because he's really good at talking about nothing, so it passes the time, right? So one time I was in there on Paul, some of the listeners may remember Paul, he was in there too, and I was looking at getting some new monitors. Paul and I were just talking about it, and Shane just, sort of absent-mindedly says, "I'm stroking my Mac." And Paul and I are like, "What did he just say?" And I'm like, "Shane, what? You're stroking your Mac? Is it getting longer?" And he said, "No, 27 inches is long enough." At this point, Paul and I are just dying with laughter. And like, I'm just in shock that he said this, but somehow I managed to get the question out through my laughter. I'm like, "Oh wow, Shane, 27 inches, where do you put it?" And he says, just in a very confused voice, because again, he doesn't know what's going on, "Oh, I just lay it on the desk."
Sometimes you just gotta put it on the desk. Oh,
So
shit.
That is the story that I always tell people when I'm like introducing slash warning them about Shane. You know, I wish he were here because that story's even better with him objecting to the details, like after every syllable. But granted, I will say, and I know this is going to come back to haunt me, some things I say Shane has said are, you know, kind of willingly misinterpreted. This one was not. This was verbatim exactly what happened, which is why it makes such a good introductory tale to him. So, and I mean, Alan and Tannis here can confirm, like, pretty it's much true. Every
this
single
was my
night.
My first encounter with the character known as Shane.
Yeah, no, that's how I introduced Alan to Shane. And he does stuff like that every single night. that's the most baffling part.
Every night.
Every single night. So. That.
I guess that would answer that. That pretty much sums it up.
All right,
that
is like a good summary.
And say that, you know, he's getting better about it, but he's not. So.
Yeah, okay. No, he. I mean, there's. For the amount of effort we've put forth to try to help him understand, it just. It's not reflected. So. Well, Josh, I hope that answers all of your questions.
Which is so, it's, you know, it's so funny because it's like he's Amish without the beard and the hat, and he likes electricity.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. Yeah.
He would be a great Mennonite.
He really would. Hi, everyone. At this point in the show, I received a phone call and had to go take care of an emergency. Tannis recorded his pick of the week for me, and I'm going to finish off the rest of the show by briefly going over tech news, skill of the month, and the achievements of the week. So our first piece of tech news is a big issue that people are having with the Windows 10 October update. It has been completely erasing people's home folders, so like my pictures, my documents. So if you haven't updated yet, delay it as much as you can. I believe that Microsoft at this point has pulled it, but your computer could have already downloaded it and have it waiting to install. So be careful. And our second piece of tech news is about the Microsoft Surface event. They announced a Surface Pro 6 and a new Surface laptop. And they also announced some neat headphones. They're Bluetooth. They have built-in Cortana. And then my favorite thing is that they introduced app mirroring. Microsoft, of course, abandoned Windows Phone. But one of the neat features of Windows Phone, among many, I'm still bitter, by the way, that you could mirror apps on your computer and your phone. So now they have a new feature that you can use with an Android phone, and you can cast your Android screen onto a Windows 10 device. It's really neat. So that is it for tech news. For our September Skill of the Month update, Sorensen 57 won very, very easily. It was farming with 27 million experience gained, and Poison Nova and Anonymous came in second and third with 9.2 million and 7.2 million. Congratulations, Sorensen. And then the October Skill of the Month. Right now, Anonymous is in the lead with 3.6 million XP. Parnassius is pretty close behind at 2.7, and Sorensen is right behind him with 2.5 million. In our show notes, you can see a RuneFest hub that Shane and Sirion have pulled up. It has people from Clan Quest, their tweets about it, and then just those from Jagex. And you can find that at clanquest.org/hub. Now for our achievements of the week, Wolfeltopia got 99 mining on October 2nd. Kebab Thief got 120 invention on September 30th. Diocles got 99 farming, fishing, and fletching on September 29th. And 1234 Werecool got 99 mining and 99 ranged on September 27th. Congratulations, everyone. And now we have Tannis with his pick of the week.
So the pick of the week this week is Middle Earth Shadow of War. So I was able to pick this game up over the weekend. I think I got it for $16. This is set in the Lord of the Rings universe. This predates the main trilogy. It actually has the guy that made the Ring of Power is a character in this. Well, he's kind of a wraith that kind of helps you and then kind of like possesses you at times. It's cool. The main thing is that it is a really good story driven single player type game. Now there's multiplayer as well, but you really can play this however you want, either real stealthy or just balls to the wall, just killing orcs and going crazy. It has that nemesis system that came back from the original Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, where if you were defeated by an enemy captain that you were trying to go against, they will remember you. And so there's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. And pretty much this game, you are following, you know, a story progression, and you are also kind of recruiting orcs to your cause to fight for you, and building your armies and becoming stronger all along the way. So it's the full, you know, full RPG, skill trees, all that kind of fun stuff. I just noticed that it did go back up to $49, so try to catch it on a sale like I did, because it's totally worth the sale price. And yeah, so if you are a Lord of the Rings fan, this is a good game. It looks really, really nice, and it plays really smoothly. So yeah, if you are a Lord of the Rings fan, I highly recommend it. There are some microtransactions, but it's not like overbearing or anything like that. So, all right, so that is the pick of the week. So check it out. All right.
And at the end of every show, we like to give a special thanks to our Patreon supporters. So thank you to Adam T, Cody T, Naora, Kyle, Brock H, Andrew C, Cabrew, and Shane F. And as always, you can find us at patreon.com/rsvnb. Thank you guys for listening in, and we'll see you next week. Well, not me. I don't think Shane's ever going to let me on the show again, but you know.